today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us this evening at 6 for a special guest bartending event with Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. And today, 50% off all crab fries purchased here today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation. You could enter for an incredible group of prizes. I mean, 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly, Lane Johnson autographed merchandise, WIP Studios, and more. And you could sit in with us. So come on out, Chickies and Pete's. Be here doing the shows all day.
Are you making a drink? You making a drink later?
If they let me.
I'd be curious to see, you know, how your mixology game is.
Well, last year they had the Ike juice. Do you remember that?
They did, yes. Now, that was a hit.
It became very popular to where they had to make more Ike juice.
So we'll be serving Ike juice today.
I hope so. I had some. I don't even know what was in it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Hugh, you having some Ike juice tonight?
No.
Hugh didn't strike me as a trying Ike juice.
No, because Ike likes mixed drinks. I don't do mixed.
Oh, you don't do mixed? Well,
nah.
I learned that the last time I did one of these tailgates at the gate thing. Yeah,
because I got him drinking straight shots.
Yeah, like five of them at 7 in the morning before we got on the plane. Yeah.
Was that when you guys were in Kansas City?
Yeah, we were in the Chickies at the airport when we did that. But yeah. It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
We went to the brewery after. It was a good time.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls in a second. And, of course, it is ComboCon. We'll tell you all about that and what we're looking for to qualify. Our last qualifier today. But guys, we keep talking about this Eagles-Lions thing, right? It feels like they're on a collision course, best two teams in the NFC. So I reached out to a guy that I knew when I used to do a BetQL show. This guy covers sports betting, and he talks to like people that make the lines all the time. So I asked him, hypothetical, if they played this week, what would the line on the game be?
In Detroit?
Both, in Detroit and here. So here is what he gave me. I want you to tell me if you think this – like, where would you lean in terms of if you're betting on it? Because I was a little bit surprised at the numbers that came back. So these odds are from Jeff Sherman. He runs the Superbook in Las Vegas. If they played today in Detroit, Lions -4.5 in the game. If the game is here.
I was thinking 5, so.
If the game is here, Lions -2.5.
Eagles home dogs?
Eagles 2.5 home
Get
dogs.
The masks
that's
back out?
Reminiscent of 7 years ago. What do you make of that, Elliot?
Well, I would bet on the Eagles here. For sure, especially if you're getting points. On the road, that's a man. I've seen a lot of Eagles teams crater to the pressure of like a dome environment.
Like
I've
that
seen,
Saints game in 2018.
Yeah, and remember,
it's loud in the dome,
I know it's two different teams, so who cares? But like in the Thanksgiving, they went and got smacked around there, and that was the end of Chip. Like,
oh, that game was so bad. It was Megatron, right? It was dominating.
Yeah. I would probably take the Eagles +4.5 just because I think it could be a field goal game. But I'd be a little worried because, to your point, Detroit really gets going in that dome.
Yeah, and they just like to rev it up. I mean, if they get up, it changes the whole equation for the Eagles.
That's where the slow starts could hurt the Eagles. Like, if you're NFC Championship game against Detroit, it's asking a lot of your defense to hold them to, let's say, like, I don't know, 7 points on their first two possessions.
Of course.
Yeah, like that's a tough go for that team.
Yeah, there's no question. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What hey, up, Will. What's up, buddy?
You know what, Joe? I like that question you asked. If the Eagles are down, you know, a score, will they be able, or two scores, will they be able to come back? That's something that, you know, since you brought that up, that's something that they really need to work on. You know what I mean? Because these next teams, the Rams, Ravens, Steelers, Lions, and if we make it to the Super Bowl and if they make it to the Super Bowl, also the Chiefs, they could be in that type of situation, man, and they need some great plays to get them drives going, keep them going, and, you know, hopefully get a win out of them. You know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully in listening to this and, you know, they can actually start working on that, you know. But as far as we keep saying, well, we could lose a game. Let's stop saying that, please. That's the most irritating thing I ever heard of giving away any type of games. Let's stop saying that. If we win it, we want to keep winning. Okay, yeah, it's a possibility that we could lose or whatever, but let it be a possibility. But right now, we win it. Let's keep it on that same pace, all right? What I wanted to say about Jalen, man, you know, I've been seeing a lot of times they force me Jalen Wright, you know, and I would like them to design a play with, like I said, either Dotson or Skinny Batman as they forcing him right, let somebody come in the slant to the left. And guess what? When you watch them games, you watch how much of field is open when they do that, when they force them to the right. You know, so, something that they could, you know, look into. Last but not least, I just want to say this one last thing about Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid, listen, man, everybody know you're a great player. You standing on your own feet, you in your own way right now. You see the effect that you having on your teammates, your fans, and everything. Guess what, man? You making yourself look bad. Not only to yourself, but to a lot of teams. Because they know what they're going to get, even if you want to get traded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yesterday was a terrible look for him, Will. Like, it's one thing to debate his play and is it great enough, good enough. Like, that's right. Basketball stuff. Like, yesterday when his when a teammate's calling you in front of the rest, and Will, we appreciate it, it's bad. L.A., where are you on the Embiid thing right now? Because yesterday, or obviously it was two nights ago, but yesterday when it came out, it just felt like a different element to the whole Embiid debate. It's not just about, hey, is he great but not great enough to win a title? Now it's about his teammates are saying stuff to him. It hit a nerve for me. Like, that's – for Maxi to have to do that, yeah. I just wonder how bad it was for Maxi to be like, enough, man.
I mean, Joe, we've been talking Philly sports for a long time. Like, can you remember a team going from a title contender to maybe in big trouble for years to come this quickly? I mean, a month ago, we thought the Sixers were going to be one of the best teams in the East, and who knows what happened in the playoffs. But, you know, Paul George and now I look at this team and I can't help but think of these contracts they handed out. So when it comes to yesterday, yeah, it's a terrible look for Embiid. Like, come on, man. You can't be late to things enough where they have to bring it up. Like, I don't think we're talking about one or two times. No. If they have to bring it up in a team meeting and then it gets leaked, this has obviously been a big problem. But my biggest thought on the Embiid thing is yesterday is bad. It's a bad look. It's frustrating. The real problem here is I think Embiid is cooked physically. And he can be on time all he wants moving forward. Maybe it'll be a wake-up call. If that knee isn't responding, then I just feel like I've lost hope. And I've had so much hope with the Sixers
team.
Well,
you can make a case it's the worst three-game stretch of his career, the last three games. I mean, yeah. he attempted zero free throws the other night.
He's averaging 14 points.
He looks like he's either not ready or cooked, and then he's not showing up on time. It's unbelievable.
Do you know what the reality of this situation is? There were telltale signs of this during the Olympics.
Yep.
When Steve Kerr, when there was a time where they benched Joel and nobody said anything.
Like, they were better without him.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody said anything, but he played him because he kind of knew what the ramifications would have been. This is almost the equivalent of a train, you know, on the tracks, and you get your car stuck on the tracks. You saw the train coming. But you still try to cross. You know, you're trying
to cross. I'm jumping out of the car and I'm leaving it there.
But again, think of how bad it feels now.
Yeah.
Think about a year from now. Think about 2 years from now.
When George is 38,
they have 37. Him under contract for four more years. Paul George, I think, has actually been okay, but his numbers this year are comparable to what Tobias is doing in Detroit. So,
wait a minute, say that again.
His numbers are comparable
so
to what
to
Tobias
hear.
Is doing
laugh
in Detroit.
Here.
Congratulations, so, Tobias Harris.
I just think it's ironic because, they got mad at me. Just as full disclosure, they
as
got,
we should.
As I'm
when
sure,
he
yeah.
when he came in here and he kind of balled out a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah,
because she was reveling in it. Because
he's
a Tobias
it.
Guy.
Well, people were harsh to Tobias when he was.
No,
here.
Oh, I'm not. I wasn't reveling in it. I just found the irony in it. See, yeah. It's a big difference. I'm not reveling in anybody's pain. I just was. Damn, he came all the way back here to do that. And he didn't even show up in the playoffs. That's crazy work.
Well, the tough thing, too, is with the Eagles, if they hand out a bad contract, you can just get out of it. And yeah. I mean, they got rid of Carson's deal, two years after
they
gave it to him?
Yeah, you stuck with this one.
They already might have two of the worst contracts in the NBA on their books. Like, you eventually might have to attach picks to these players to get rid of them or just ride it out for 4 years. So it's really bad. I don't know what to say. And it's a caution to the Eagles. I know the NFL is different, but the Sixers had a bunch of swings at it. It didn't happen. And now look at them.
Yeah, and also, you asked, is it reminiscent to anything? Last time I could think of this, it's a little bit like the Phillies. It could be like that. 2012, 13, 14.
Only worse.
Only worse. And there's no great – the Phillies at least gave the memories of a World Series and all those runs. So, people that weren't really angry at watching the end of Chase and the end of Ryan. It was more sad. This is you didn't even give anything to
anybody. So this is where I think we might differ. The Embiid, the ending of it is frustrating for sure. But what's most frustrating and sad about this to me is Embiid did deserve a title. Embiid has been one of the best players in the NBA for a long stretch.
Well, you don't just deserve a title.
No, but I'm saying they've been the one seed. He's won MVP. It's not like this has been a disaster
no, well, been
of
good.
A run. And And now it's over. Like, maybe it all comes together this year. Who knows?
But I think the Embiid era is over.
I mostly agree with you. Yeah. I mean, he's on the roster.
Yeah,
so.
But I would think – but sometimes, like, things end and it takes the team a while to acknowledge it and do it. If I had to guess right now, he's on a different team next season.
And I think tonight is such an indication. If he comes out tonight and scores 30 points – I will still feel bad about the team, but at least I'll know, okay, push comes to shove, he still has it in him to do it. If he comes out there tonight and it's 15 points again, then if you can't respond tonight, you know he wants to. So physically, can he do it tonight? Like, tonight is it. Like, they have to win.
I think, to be fair to him in this situation, you're looking at the effort. Because I don't think the performance is going to be there, because I don't think he's ramped up. I don't think he's in the shape that he needs to be to give you that kind of.
But do you think he can get in that shape? That's my question.
Well, he can hang on. Put it like this, Elliot. And I'm not being sarcastic or smarty pants or anything like that. He not about to get into shape from the time that they had the conversation. It's going to take a while.
No.
It's more
but
the
being
effort.
On time and the effort.
Well, yeah, the effort.
That
it's
be
more
hard.
Like tonight, I want to see the effort. The production might not be there. That's what I'm trying to say. No, it might not be there because he might not physically be in position.
But past tonight, my question for you is just, do you think he, like, even a month from now, like, do you think he even physically can be what he used to be, or do you think this knee is just...
That's a good question, Elliot, because now, when you ask that question, it makes me ask more questions, because now I'm wondering, how hard has he worked
right.
to come back from his first knee injury?
How
hard did he actually work to come back from the surgery? I don't know. And it feels like, and I'm not trying to be mean, but it feels like because of what has just come out that he probably didn't put the type of work in he needed
I
to
agree.
Put in to have himself to be in the best position where he allows his knee to
well,
get
there
better.
Was a report. Shams had it yesterday on the McAfee show saying the day of the game Monday, they didn't hear from him all day, didn't know if he was in or out all day, and then he just showed up. Like, That's the kind of stuff, like, what is that?
But you know what's crazy? He legitimately looks way skinnier. Like, clearly he's lost weight. He must, I know it was like the 30-pound thing, but you just look at him out there. He obviously is skinnier than he's been in past years. I haven't seen him look like this since, like, rookie year, Embiid. So he's been putting in work. It's not, you know, I think you don't lose 30 pounds by being lazy all summer. So clearly he put in work. But to your point, Joe, there is no shot this story comes out if this wasn't weeks of frustration with him.
Oh, you're right. And I can't wait to hear them after the game tonight, win or lose, because this is the first time they're going to talk after we know, right? Like, they all downplayed it the night Joel said, what meeting?
And can I offer some free PR advice to Joel?
Go ahead.
I would not joke about it.
No.
Like, I think this is...
The appetite for that's not
this
there.
This is a serious situation right now. Even if you score 30 and you win and the vibes are good, like, I think the joking stuff, people are too frustrated for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, and that I'm a troll situation.
Not going to work. All right, speaking of serious stuff here, actually the opposite of that, we have ComboCon going on, Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway. Your chance to win a Jack Daniels Eddie Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Gerhardt Smoker, and a 55-inch TV. Qualifying prize today. It's our last qualifier, and then everyone will be thrown in there. We'll pick out a winner of the 10 qualifiers. Today you win rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood chips, and a tote bag. So, Elliot, today we were looking for multi-talented individuals. And Kyle put this together because we have our own multi-talented individual right here on the Midday Show.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go or did he let go.
I tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles ball.
The 25, the design rollout by Miller. Going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass, and Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
Looks like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground.
You? What do you mean you're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stan. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for $100,000 when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
Exactly. Cows? What are you going to do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
The way that this team is playing right now, I mean, there's no doubt that defense is in the set. Eric Bieniemy, it be a legit threat. A legit threat.
Those. Can't even get it out now.
Phil attack.
The.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
I think this is good.
That's what people say.
You have like some flag, some swag.
Living in this big blue world with my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
This one.
I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Where did I see Trump? Oh, I blew that part.
Elliot, how would you rank the talents of Hugh Douglas? We had an all-pro pass rusher, right? Actor on,
was good,
on our
yeah.
list.
The voice for the acting was like young, smooth Hugh was interesting.
Would you say that Hugh's best attribute is acting? I mean, you have talk show host.
I'm telling you, I think the singing of the CeeLo song was... There was like a unique vibe to that.
Hugh, what would you say you were best at? At your best?
It's kind of hard to say, Joe, because I was so talented in everything that I touched. I kind of made it my own.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of hard to say.
Okay.
You know, so if I had to pick one of my multifaceted talents that I was adept at, I would have to say radio host is my best.
Have you been a radio host longer than you were a football player now?
Yes, I have.
Oh, so this is your thing.
This is my niche.
You've done more in this.
Yes,
than that.
Well, this is my niche.
Considering your history acting, would you, if you could pick, would you have like had the Eagles Hall of Fame career that you did, or would you have rather been like a massive actor, like a you know big time, like Leonardo
Denzel,
DiCaprio, yeah. Denzel, Brad Pitt?
I mean, I'm kind of in that realm.
I guess that's a good point. You got them both.
Rub elbows with those guys.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Elbows.
Not lying. Okay, that's a lie.
That's a big lie.
That's a big old lie.
All right, 215-592-9494. Multi-talented individual like our Hugh Douglas. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Andy, what's up?
You took Hugh was my choice. As soon as Kyle asked me the question, then you went right to it.
Now, when you think it, do you think actor? Is it singer? Or is it the football player and the talk show host?
I was a football player, but outside of that, it's the actor.
Actor
is the best.
That's what everyone thinks when they think of Hugh.
Exactly, acting.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead,
Andy. Listen to those highlights, Hugh. Just curious, what does it feel like to just level someone like that?
You mean like
Sean King?
Like to take
Jim
out
Miller.
My frustrations on an individual and not get in trouble for it? Oh, it's liberating.
When you listen to that, do you get excited?
Great.
Like, oh my God, I wish I could do that.
Well, you know, like you could like put your hands on somebody and there's no recourse. That's a great feeling.
Oh,
it's a great feeling.
I can imagine.
If you play today,
I'd probably get fined.
Well, that's what I mean. They'd take your money away.
Yeah, I'd probably get fined.
He wouldn't play in the game after hit. The Bears game, probably.
No, probably been sitting at home in anger management or something.
But you guys would be in the game.
Miller
so.
Hit, you would have.
Yeah.
So, and anyway, before we go on, I'm not really feeling the exciting. I was mentioned to Kyle as well. Like, would you say that Blankenship and Dedeen, they play pretty tight coverage?
I would. Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Tighty whiteys.
Oh, the tighty whiteys.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
That's clever.
I mean, there's a lot of nicknames for them. The bread and butter on the afternoon show.
I like exciting whites myself.
Exciting whites, yeah.
Yes.
Bread and butter's good too, though.
Not better than exciting whites.
So, do we decide who's bread and who's butter? Did they figure that out?
I think Reed Blankenship is butter. Just cause I think he signed the stick of butter.
Okay. Cooper's bread.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
I would see it the other way because I think the Gene's more, he's smoother.
So he is smoother. He's definitely, I think you're right, actually, Andy, on this. DeGene, the more smooth athlete.
Well, I'm just saying, I think he did sign a
Well, yeah, he was multi talented, though. He's the most talented. Yeah.
Basketball, too.
Yeah. So those highlights?
Yeah, he can play.
He can play.
He can return kicks, too.
He can. Should they keep doing that, by the way?
No.
He's too good on defense to be returning punts.
And by the way, assuming Bryce Huff goes on IR, which I would guess he is. That does open it up for Covey.
Is he healthy?
Back.
It's around that time, right?
It's around that time. I've seen him like doing stuff off to the side.
Okay.
I've seen
That's
him
probably
running.
Why they put him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I would put Covey back at punt returner. You can't have one of your best players on defense returning punts.
And one that plays like 90% of the snaps.
And Covey's good at returning punts. Like, yeah. He might be rusty initially, but, I mean, he was really good at it last year.
You're right on this, Elliot. They should put Covey back there. All right, go ahead, Andy. Super Bowl or bust?
All right. Always. Every year, Super Bowl or bust for me.
But what if they're bad?
I mean, in my mind, every game they play, they're going to win at the beginning of the game. And then I get mad as they
I like that, actually.
As the day progresses.
Right.
Not realistic, but emotional. I like that. That sounds like WIP.
Yeah. And also, since Elliot brought it up, Embiid doesn't deserve anything. He's got to earn it. And that's, I think, where he's been his whole life. Is you think about what it took for Maxey. Maxey has worked his butt off to get where he is. So he has to have been fed up. And at this point, I hope that they're – The way they feel is, you know, we have galvanized the team. At least we're all together. We're a team. We're on the same page. You're either coming with us or you're not. That's how I hope it's been laid out, and that's where I hope it's going, because it's really, at this point, he's holding everybody back. And I hate to say it, I was, I won't say an apologizer, but I was a believer.
They can't go nowhere without him. You know, it's yeah, frustrating.
But,
yeah,
when they can if they move on after this.
Well,
season.
Yeah, it'll be a while.
I mean,
though.
For this year, he's going to be.
Dude, nobody is trading for Joel Embiid.
Oh, I disagree.
Nobody is taking on. So you're telling me there's a world where we all think they should trade Embiid at the end of the year, and a team is taking him? No,
I mean, there's
4 years left on that
but there's
deal.
There's desperate bad teams in
but
the
NBA. He could be the worst contract in the, like, this is borderline John Wall status. Remember that deal? Washington could ever get off that.
But they did trade it eventually to the Clippers.
But at the last year when it was an expiring, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Like, Joel does.
Well, that contract extension is a disaster.
I agree. It's one of the worst contracts I've seen hand out in my time, like, covering Philly sports.
Elliot, your guest on tonight, does he play well? Do they play well? I mean, this is a double win. You would think he's going to respond mentally. He has to because he was just called out by his friend and teammate. But will he? Can he respond physically? Can he mm-hmm. answer that bell?
I think he has it in him at times. Like, they'll have a game where he's awesome and then two games where he isn't. So I think there's a chance. But I am like, I've not lost faith in a team quicker in the Sixers team than I have any other team over the past.
2-11 will do that.
It's unbelievable. It's not even the record. It's just Joel and the injury, and Paul George looks mediocre, and it's not good.
All right, Elliot, we end with this. Gut feeling. You could change it by Sunday when we do the pregame show. Gut feeling, another Eagles win?
There'll be no changing of it. I think the Eagles win. I think they're better than the Rams. I think they're playing well. And I'll say this. If they win on Sunday, then it's house money versus Baltimore. Like, whatever happens against Baltimore happens. But you win Sunday, and you know it's okay to go to Baltimore and maybe lose, as long as you compete.
And for the number one seed, this is the bigger game.
Yeah, it's a huge game.
Yeah, we'll do it on Sunday during the pregame show, breaking down the scenarios. But it's really hard to see the path for the Eagles having the number one seed unless they win this game.
I agree.
Because the Lions already beat the Rams, and they got to win this game on Sunday. Elliot, thank you for joining us. And at Birds to Half. Right,
see you guys
up,
later.
We'll see you later. Elliot will be here all day.
Guest bartending.
All right, coming up on the other side, we can see the show, your calls, CombOcon, your chance to win the Ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. 215-592-9494. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season now for the Eagles? Ike Reese joins us next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.